Hello. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Shui's in a circle. Okay, so there's gonna be a recording. I wanted to talk about crystals because they are my best buds, best buddies. And so, how do you use crystals? Do you like crystals? I love crystals. So if you I've ever seen my house, if you ever come to my room, it's full of crystals. So there are some points I want to share with you on how I use crystals. Okay, so first of all, buying a crystal. Okay, let's start from there. Procuring a crystal. Either it's given to you from someone, accept it, or you bought it from a store. And I would highly suggest that you buy it from a physical store, so basically you had the opportunity to go and feel and touch the crystal before you actually purchase it, because then, buying over the internet is really convenient, but sometimes and a lot of times you get disappointed by what you actually get versus what you see on the promised advertisement. And also, you cannot check in with your intuition because it's all about intuition. It's about feeling which one is right for you. So when you go to a store and there are plenty of crystals and not knowing what their names are, you just let yourself connect to whichever crystal is calling out to you. And that's how I get most of my crystals. Either I find them on the beach, because on the beach there are plenty of crystalline rocks in their raw form. And or I find them in the stores or at the airport or whichever place that I happen to find a crystal. Some of my beautiful ones are found in the most unexpected ways. Like I got this, yeah, two beautiful elephants from India, and they have crystals inside them. So it's been, yeah, it's been handcrafted in the quartz stone itself and handcrafted. They're beautiful. And just by impulse, I bought two of them. You always buy elephants in pairs, by the way. So yeah. Once you acquired and purchased your crystal or someone gave it to you, the second point is you must always cleanse them, because crystals pick up the energy and the vibe from whoever or whatever is around them. So if you know how people and places have different vibes, some might be positive, some negative. So anyways, you don't know where they came from. You don't know the whole supply chain that got the crystal to where it is. So it's important to cleanse it. Okay? And how do you cleanse it? Well, you The best way really is to smoke it. Smoke, the smoke will clear up all the negative energies and just cleanse and give it a clean slate. So it's best to smoke with camphor or sage. I use sage. I plant a lot of sage in the garden, so I literally just dry them up and I smoke them, I light them up, and that smoke cleanses my crystals. And when I feel a calling, like a certain crystal has this dense energy around it, especially the darker ones like obsidian, smoky quartz, it's good to just cleanse it regularly, because they tend to, what they do, the darker crystals, is to absorb the negative energies, right? Keeps you safe and protected. And because of that, they hold a lot of negative charge, so it's important to cleanse it. So either you smoke it, or what I can do, and what I do also, is I put them in a jar full of Himalayan salt. So salt is also very purifying, so put them near salt. And if you have selenite, get one. If you don't, selenite is a crystal that has very much celestial, like angelic frequencies in them. And just placing a crystal near selenite itself without doing anything recharges and, yeah, dispels all that bad vibes and stuff. So selenite, place your crystals near selenite, and that also cleanses a crystal. You can also place your crystals under clear moon, so full moon, place it under the full moon near the window. You can also put a jar of water when it's full moon and use that water, it's like a moon water, throughout the month to kind of like sprinkle around your crystals and clear it, cleanse it. So that's crystals cleansing process. And how do you use crystals is many ways. Okay, it's just it's they're like eye candy, you know, that's one thing. You just look at them and they make you happy. So that's already good enough. You know, it's like you don't need to ask for more. Just have them around you, you know, and look at them and they bring peace to your heart. You can either hold them as well. You can bring them to a particular part of your body that seems to wanna be healed by that crystal. And you could also, and this is very powerful, is to set an intention in your crystal. So you might have a particular crystal and you feel like, okay, I want to set in and I want to program that crystal with, let's say, the frequency of abundance. So as you do your affirmations on having an abundant life, you know, full of joy, meaning, wealth, so that you can share and give and, you know, continue on your journey, your spiritual journey, ascension process, etc., whatever. You know, your affirmations, program that into your crystal and do that every day. And each time you hold a crystal, it's like your frequency is intact, your manifestation. It's your manifestation tool. So let's say you have a pair of beautiful pearl earrings or ruby or sapphire earrings or, you know, aquamarine. You know, a lot of gemstones are from crystals, right? Gemstone crystals. Then program them with a certain frequency of love, of light, whatever you feel called to. Use your intuition, program that, and wear it. So for rubies, they are an excellent source of protection, as it is. It's a very protective stone. So call in that, you know, protective energy to be protected, and then wear your ruby earrings or necklace or pendant, you know, and then you know that that gemstone is working for you, and it's more than just a piece of jewelry, you know, a piece of stuff. It has meaning. So it's all about bringing meaning into your life and setting an intention. It helps a lot to center your whole psyche with that centered life. Right, so that crystals are really a tool for that. I also do like I use my crystal beads to make a pendulum. So a pendulum is a great tool for helping you to center and also make good decisions, heart-centered, intuitive decisions with a pendulum. And it's too long. I'm gonna put that as a separate podcast. But also, in addition to just holding crystals, which are like great, you can also clear your aura with crystals. So basically, over your body, right, there's auric fields, layers and layers and layers. And so, if you feel called to hold a particular crystal, rose quartz or, you know, amethyst or like, there's so many kinds, I just can't come with their names right now, but just hold them. And literally pass your hands and your arms and your neck and your chest and your whole body, your auric field, so not touching your skin, with the crystal. And set the intention that you're mending and sealing your aura with that crystalline energy. So much to do with crystals. You don't need to have a huge collection. You can just work with a few first, and you'll see that when the vibe is right, the crystals call their friends, you know, and you'll see that your collection starts to grow because they're actually literally calling out their friends to come. So you will invite more crystals to you. So it's like you're inviting more wealth into you. So it's all about loving them. So when you love something, when you hold, cherish, you know, give meaning to something, that thing is no longer just a thing, it is a part of you. So then the crystal becomes an extension of you, your crystalline essence, and it brings meaning. And it's all about that. No, life is all about creating meaning and value. And with just working with the power of intention, you'll see that your all your manifestations and that joy life process of just learning to be in the moment, it will come more and more spontaneously and naturally. So with that, wishing all of you a beautiful crystalline day. Love, love.